KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN will now be able to tap into the Western Cape government's resources when we are hit by major natural disasters. The two provinces have signed a memorandum of understanding in an effort to protect key infrastructure from floods and respond faster to emergencies. The KZN Public Works MEC Martin Mayer and Western Cape Minister Tertius Simmers agreed to establish closer cooperation between the provinces in Musgrave this morning. KZN is struggling to repair storm-damaged infrastructure caused by severe weather over the last 3 years. Simmers says the Western Cape has managed to fix some of its damaged infrastructure within 3 weeks.
And we've had back-to-back years of massive flooding. We've had almost just under 3 billion rand damage to our infrastructure. But we have managed to rebuild the bridge in 21 days. We've managed to reconnect communities. At one stage, 70% of our road network was actually closed in the same week.
To the north coast, hundreds of Kwadukuza municipality employees have downed tools and taken to the streets, resuming a strike that began last month. The SAMWU-affiliated workers marched to the Nokukhanya Luthuli building in Ballito today. They've accused the municipality of failing to honour promises made during negotiations. The union's Thembiso Dlamini says four key issues remain unresolved, including unfair job grading, delays in job evaluations, and unpaid overtime for six-day workers.
There is nothing called six-day workers. We are all have five-day workers and working 40 hours. But Kwadukuza, they introduced something that is foreign, something that we don't know, called six-day workers. And they employed workers on those bases. And we are saying in the sector there is nothing like that. If a person works 6 days, that person should be compensated. That's 6 days and overtime.
And in Gauteng, the case against former Transnet executives charged with fraud and corruption has been postponed to October this year. Former Transnet CEO Brian Molefe and Siyabonga Gama, who are both MK Party MPs, handed themselves over to the police this morning. It's over a multi-million rand locomotive tender deal linked to state capture. They're among four ex-bosses charged for a 2015 payment to Trillion Asset Management. They were all granted bail of 50,000 rand each in the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court earlier. Spokesperson for the Investigating Directorate on Corruption, Henry Mamotame, explains.
The four are facing 18 charges that include fraud, corruption, contravention of the Companies Act, and contravention of the PFMA. These charges emanate from the contract meant for the acquisition of locomotives when Transnet was in the process of expanding and modernizing its operations. They allegedly failed to follow due processes in the awarding of these contracts.
And on the international front, more than 50,000 people have had to be evacuated as Turkish firefighters battle a string of wildfires in the western province. Residents from 41 settlements have been relocated to safe areas. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 23 tomorrow, Richards Bay 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. Springbok coach Don Heumann has his eye on Italy as test weeks begin. The Junior Sharks earn victory in their Gran Como week opener, and the Proteas have set up a chase of 536 runs as Zimbabwe head into their second innings of the first test.